Buchim Haboyim. Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin the Authentic Judaism podcast number 4. We would just like to make a general statement about a very important issue, and that is that we are surrounded and bombarded by sensory material that is totally against authentic Judaism. And while we could go into great detail about this issue, and we will go into it later, we would like to talk about one particular issue. Olam Haba. Olam Haba is not something that we intuitively perceive when we cross the street. The Emunah in Olam Haba has to be learned. It has to be rehearsed. If we don't work on Emunah in Olam Haba, we're not going to get it through osmosis, which means through not doing anything. It doesn't come naturally to many people. Now, there are exceptions to that. A person who is very holy and very pure probably will automatically find in his neshama the full belief in Olam Haba. However, those people are few or far between. But on top of that, all we hear 24/7 in the street, as a lot of times in the kollel, in the yeshiva, are things that have connections with Olam Hazeh and not with Olam Haba. The Emunah Shleima, that this world is only a pruzdor, a vestibule, to Olam Haba, is something that has to be learned. And you learn it by studying Divrei Chazal and thinking about it. Did any of our listeners think about Olam Haba today? Maybe they did. Good for you. But most of them probably didn't. And we have to know that there is almost no other way of acquiring the Emunah Shleima in Olam Haba without working on it. It doesn't come by nature. And as I said, we have all this propaganda and brainwashing against Olam Haba. When we go in the street, we drive a car, we don't see posters. Remember, there's Olam Haba. That's the tachlis. That is the final reason why this world was created. We don't see things like that. And that causes us to forget about it. Now, Olam Haba means many things. But one of the things it means is schar va'onesh, reward and punishment. We don't inherently believe easily and clearly that if we do something right, we're going to get rewarded. And if we do something wrong, oy vavoy, we must know and we must entrench in our children and in our students that if you do something according to the Torah, you will be rewarded for it with a reward that cannot be comprehended, but it will be very, very great. And if chas v'shalom, somebody goes the other way, he's going to be punished in a fire that is so hot that we cannot comprehend it. Now, I want to tell you, there's nothing going to happen to a person emotionally because he really believes in schar va'onesh. People say they're going to get little children and very, very sensitive people will get scared. And they might get depressed. It's not going to happen. Rabbi Miller used to say, Yiras Hashem Yosef Yomim, the old Yir Shemayim never gets people sick. So we have to study. We have to study and we have to look for ways to recognize in this world that there's reward and attribution for our behavior. But we have to study. We have to study Olam Hazeh and study Olam Haba, and we must not take this leniently. We always have to learn Musar, just simply that there is Olam Haba and there is Olam, and there is Gehinnom. We must just remember it and repeat it until we feel it very deep in our soul. Im Yirtzeh Hashem, we'll be matzliach. Kol Tov.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.